I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers want to improve how public schools integrate digital learning. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, a new report highlights priorities and says combining technology with traditional teaching improves test scores and engages students.
The term is called blended learning. It's a combination of in-person instruction and online learning. Judy Perez is the founder of the iLearn Collaborative. She says she created the effort 4 years ago after her sons needed to be more challenged in school.
We're talking about leveraging technology for instructional practice. That's almost foreign to most teachers that we work with. It's more than just using an app or accessing a website when I'm home doing my homework.
The top priority for the state to fully implement the program is training teachers on how to get the most out of technology to help students. Another hurdle is making sure students have laptops and iPads they can bring home. The report also says close to 400,000 students don't have enough internet access to participate. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Proposed plans for southwest downtown Colorado Springs include a 19-floor hotel and a 17-floor residential building in the area of the under-construction Olympic Museum. The Gazette reports the plans were presented to City Council yesterday. City officials see redevelopment of the area as an economic driver and fulfilling a longtime vision for downtown. This is 91.5 KRCC News.